This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Authorities in the U.S. northeastern state of Maine say they have identified a person of interest in Wednesday's deadly mass shooting in the city of Lewiston. U.S. news outlets are reporting that between 16 and 22 people were killed and dozens more injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Michael Sawchuk, the state's commissioner of public safety, identified a person of interest during a press conference attended by local television station WMTW.
And police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes. If people see him, they should not approach Card or make contact with him in any way.
The Associated Press says it has obtained a state police bulletin identifying Card as a certified firearms instructor and a member of the U.S. Army Reserves. The bulletin also says Card was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks earlier this year. Residents in Lewiston have been urged to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Israel's military says its ground forces attacked multiple Hamas targets within the northern Gaza Strip Thursday before withdrawing back across the border. The military said soldiers struck fighters, militant infrastructure, and anti-tank missile launching positions during the overnight raid. The statement said the incursion was carried out in preparation for the next stages of combat. A possible reference to the large-scale invasion Israeli leaders have vowed to carry out as part of the war to destroy Hamas. Israel has carried out daily airstrikes on Gaza in retaliation for the deadly October 7th invasion of southern Israel by Hamas militants. You can find more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Striking U.S. auto workers have reached a tentative deal with Ford Motor Company to end a six-week walkout. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has the story.
The agreement covers a new four-and-a-half-year contract, with wages to rise 25% over that time. Including cost-of-living adjustments and other factors, total pay will actually rise by a third over the period of the contract. The lowest-paid temporary workers will get raises of more than 150%. UAW boss Sean Fain confirmed the news in a statement on Facebook.
This agreement sets us on a new path to make things right at Ford, at the Big Three, and across the auto industry.
Now the focus turns to General Motors and Chrysler parent Stellantis, which also face strikes. In statements, both said they were working to reach deals as soon as possible.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Analysts believe the Ford settlement will now set a template for GM and Stellantis. Automakers are desperate to end the strike, which some estimates say has already cost the industry $9.3 billion. Three Chinese astronauts are on the way to China's Tiangong space station. The new crew blasted off aboard a Long March rocket from the Jiquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China Thursday morning. The trio is the youngest crew of Chinese astronauts to fly into space. They will replace the current Tiangong crew, who will return home next week after a five-month mission. In sports, one of the most accomplished managers in U.S. Major League Baseball history is calling it a career after nearly three decades. AP correspondent Gethin Kuba reports.
Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker is retiring after 26 seasons as a major league manager. The 74-year-old told USA Today on Wednesday that he was stepping away, thanking team owner Jim Crane and the Astros for, quote, giving me this opportunity and to win a championship. Baker won his first World Series title as a manager in 2022 after leading Houston to a 106-56 record. All told, Baker ranks seventh on the all-time managerial wins list with 2,183. He managed five different MLB franchises, spending his first 10 seasons managing the San Francisco Giants. I'm Gethin Kuba.
Tune in to International Edition each day as it delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's International Edition each day on VOA News. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.